Mr. Ben Gongra speaking tonight. You guys ready to hear from Ben Gongra? I'm excited. Are you excited? Are you pumped? Okay. Let's all give a warm welcome to Mr. Benjamin Gongra. Benjamin Gongra.
Thanks, Matt. How are y'all doing tonight? Good? All right. I'm going to talk about something that actually, when Matt asked me to speak on Wednesday night, I said yes. The day afterwards, I was like, what the heck was I thinking when I said yes? And I had no idea what I was going to talk about. But I had to do a senior devotion anyway for my school, so I decided just to do the same one, but, you know, elaborate a little bit more so it kind of be easy and get a little practice in for tonight. So I'm going to talk to you all about self-control. Okay, yeah, so I decided that I would talk about something that I need to learn myself because I don't have very good self-control sometimes. You know, if during church y'all would hear bajong from the back, that was me. And so I'm going to give y'all two different examples of guys in the Bible that one had self-control and one didn't. Joseph, he was like the main guy. He had perfect self-control. And David, who was, He didn't have such great self-control. I'm going to start with Joseph. And his story is found in Genesis 39, 41 through 41. Whew. Joseph, this guy was, y'all know about Joseph. Sunday school teacher always talked about Joseph, many color coded guy, and got sold to Egypt, to slavery. Ended up being head of the house of Potiphar, that guy. And so I'm going to start with his temptation first because, you know, everybody has to have a temptation first. And then that's found in Genesis 39, 7 and 8. Y'all can turn there if y'all have those Bibles. I don't think y'all do, but, you know, that's cool. I'm going to read it out. Now, Joseph was well-built and handsome. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Oh, come to bed with me." Now Joseph has a choice here to make. He can say no. He can say yes. Joseph takes the wise path and says no. So Joseph's a smart guy. He showed great control over his emotions. He had great self-control. She came to him again when he was walking through the house one day, and this time, when he said no, she grabbed his coat, and she's getting a little aggressive here, and he said no again, and he ran out, but he left his coat there, and so then, you know, women, they like to lie. She told her husband that he raped her, and that she was violated, so Potiphar, not liking that very much, threw Joseph in prison. Now, you might say, okay, Joseph had self-control, so what if I have self-control, I'm going to get thrown in jail? That's not exactly true. I mean, you got to go through some type of trial, you know? Everybody's got to go through trials. So he ends up going to jail, and he's in jail, and the headmaster of the prison ends up noticing this guy he's different. He's different from all the other cellmates. He doesn't complain. He doesn't gripe about the food. He's just there, you know? And so he ends up liking this guy. He's like, you know, favorite. Then he ends up kind of being in charge of the prison almost. And pretty soon, Pharaoh has a dream, and none of his wizards and magicians can interpret the dream. But Joseph had, prior to that, interpreted two dreams of two cellmates with him. And Pharaoh had heard about this, and now he asked Joseph to come. So Joseph comes up, and interprets his dream word for word, and that dream ends up coming true. And in Genesis 41:39, I'm going to read this to you. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Joseph, in having self-control, ends up being in control of all of Egypt. He's the head honcho, only second to Pharaoh. No, so self-control, you know, end up being vice president one day. Who knows? And that's Joseph. Example of self-control. So you might, everybody wants to be like Joseph. I want to be like Joseph. Who wants to be like Joseph? Yeah. All right. Now we go to David. David, he's the not-so-good example of Joseph. Of self-control, my bad. David's a cool king. Minds his own business, you know. Sports the special express sash around his king's robe. Has everything going for him until one day he decides to go up on his roof and looks over and there's a woman bathing on her roof. You know, you don't see that in, you know, like San Antonio, go outside and see like a woman bathing outside. You don't have that temptation now, but back then, I guess they like to do it in the sun. So here in 2 Samuel 11, verse 2, one evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers to her. He sent messengers to her. He didn't even say, "Oh, she's married." No, he just sent messengers to her. And she came to him, and he slept with her. That's not very good self-control right there. And so he ends up sleeping with her, and he gets her pregnant. See, that's what happens if you sleep with a woman. And he decides to go and have her husband killed. So in doing, not having self-control, he ends up committing two sins, adultery and murder. So not having self-control is not exactly the best thing you want to do because, you know, you're going to end up doing bad things. So his punishment for this is Nathan the prophet comes and tells him, gives him like a little story. And it's kind of like the same thing of what David just did. And he's there and Nathan tells him, you know, "You're a bad guy, you know, you need to repent." David doesn't deny this. He just falls on his knees and begs for forgiveness. God, knowing his heart was, you know, truly forgiving, of truly repentant, forgives him. But in him committing sin and not having self-control, there's got to be a consequence for it. The kid that he had ends up dying. And David was like really distraught about this. You know, he like pours ash all over his head and rinses his clothes and does all that Bible thing when, you know, you're not feeling good about yourself. And God forgave him, but he ended up in the long run. First Kings, they have another kid, and his name is Solomon. And Solomon was like the best king out of Israel, you know. God forgives. He's a forgiving God. But David had to go through a lot when he didn't have control over his emotions. You have to have control over your emotions if you know, you want to get somewhere. Look at Ben Exel last night. He threw his towel on the floor and got ejected from the game. That's didn't have very good control over his emotions there. And a lot of the guys, you know, that game didn't turn out too well. But, you know, we won't go there. So it's always good to have control of your emotions. I myself am not very good controlling my emotions. In the classroom, I'll go a little crazy sometimes, and Sister Irene, my teacher, will get mad at me and give me a demerit. You get a demerit when you do something bad, and if you get 3 demerits, you get a detention. If you get a detention, you have to sit at the detention table for lunch, and that's not fun. Well, actually, it is kind of, but not really. So I've been working on that, but it's not coming along too good. But, you know, with God's help, anything's possible. You can control your emotions. You can do anything with God's help, actually. Spurs can win with God's help. Do y'all have self-control? Who has self-control here? Devin, put your hand down. Who has self-control here? It's not easy, self-control. Self-control is like the most broad thing. And it's just, there's so many things that pertain to self-control that it's amazing. Like, going through all this, self-control could be as simple as yelling at your parents when you don't want to do something. You didn't have very good self-control in that, and end up your parents getting mad at you and you get grounded. See? Not having self-control is not a good thing. So it's important that you have self-control and you have control over your emotions. And I challenge y'all that it you have control over your emotions, half the bad things that happen in your life won't. Bless you. And in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, we have the fruit of the Spirit. Now I'm going to read this to you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Now God mentions that self-control, you know. He wants you to have self-control. There is no such law against it. That means it's all good and everything's going to go dandy for you. And that's about all I have for you today.
Bajong.
Thank you, Benjamin. That was fantastic. Everybody give Ben another big hand. Takes a lot of something to get up here and do that. I'm not sure what it is. I wouldn't say courage. I'm not very courageous, but, you know, it takes something. Maybe, cojones, what are that? I don't know. I heard people say that all the time. I don't know. Okay, so what did Ben talk about? Joseph and David. You know, I always love the Old Testament characters because, well, except for Joseph. I really don't like Joseph too much because he never really messed up. But I like David a lot because he messed up a lot, you know? And so, you know, if David can mess up so much and still turn out all right, you know, maybe there's hope for you and I. You know what I'm saying? Anybody there with me? Can I get a witness in the house? Can I get a witness? So there's a particular area of self-control that I find is really essential and something that we have to constantly work at and guard. And who would like to come read a verse? Would somebody like to come read a verse? Anybody? Okay. All right. I would like to read this verse to you. It's in 2 Corinthians 10. It's verse 5. And it says, to take into captivity all of our thoughts and to get rid of the ones that are wrong. Okay? And this is, you know, this is like the most basic of areas that we need self-control because, you know, nobody can tell what you're thinking, you know? Some people can get pretty close, like John Cisneros. He almost knew what I was thinking. But, I mean, you can be sitting here thinking about whatever. You can be thinking about the homework you have to do, you're the way your mom yelled at you, or the way you beat your brother up before church, And so now he's having to get stitches at the hospital. You know, whatever the case might be. You know, we all have things going on in our lives, and our minds, I think that they never stop thinking, or most people's don't. I don't think that's true of me. But for a lot of people, they're most normal people, their minds just constantly think. And if we're not careful about what we think about, it can poison our minds. We can take in garbage from, you know, movies and music and TV, and we just constantly fill ourselves with these things. And if we're not thinking about pure thoughts, if we're not thinking pure thoughts and thinking about the things that God would have us think about, we're going to poison our minds. And then that's going to manifest itself in the way that we act towards others, the way we act towards God, and it can have a very negative effect. So we have to be very conscious about the things we think about. And this is like a daily thing that we have to do, because like if you don't think about it for a while, the next thing you know, you're concentrating and focusing on the wrong thing. Anybody have that happen to them, or is that just me? Yeah, we got a couple people. We got a couple honest people in the house. It doesn't have to be anything horrible either. It could be, man, I'm no good, or I'm just not good enough, or nothing I ever do makes, you know, my dad happy. It's never enough. Whatever the case might be, you know, we need to be focusing on the things of God and the things that he's done for us and the things that we can do for other people. All right? So that's kind of my thought to add to Ben's self-controlness thing. All right? So who's going to try to have better self-control? 100%. Well, except for Dave Vella. Okay. He's just got us all beat. Yeah. All right. So have some self-control, but, you know, have some fun too. All right? Good night. You're the best.